weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
Friday night and every other week on Drive, we speak with the Drive chef, Jamie Mountford, and he's in today. Normally, it's you who's bringing the food in, but we've kind of greeted by a whole selection of food with our Macmillan coffee morning that we held earlier on.
Goodness, it looks like it's been a great great thing that's happened this morning. It's raging out there with cake and
it's like living normally the place looks like an abandoned Curry's warehouse tonight. it was like a bunch of Greggs.
How are you anyway, birthday boy?
Yeah, I'm slightly older. I'm feeling a little bit achy after the incident with the car last weekend.
Okay. But looking good for it.
Thank you very much.
That's good. Tell you what, I brought you in a bit of I only found out this morning via social media it was your birthday, so I was a little bit rushed and a bit nervous over here, but I brought you in a little birthday treat.
You got it, a birthday treat. Gosh, what have we got?
105.
Oh.
Birthday cake.
Jamie, that's brilliant.
Black Forest gâteau, but obviously I've made sure there's no nuts, no peas.
Thank you very much. No nuts and peas.
Put your picture on there. Moisture's got to it a little bit.
Can I eat myself?
You can eat yourself if you want, but I'm sure there's plenty of people out there who want to taste a bit of you.
I think we need to give portions of that to, I guess probably the people who are caked out here, but I'm sure, I know a good partial good home, but that's inside me, I think.
It's got cursed cherries in there, it's got vanilla cream. It's got everything you want. It's got your picture on there. What more do you
want? I'm going to take a picture of that and pop that onto social media a little later. Yeah, Matt and Lillian are still around.
I must say a thank you because it was all last minute. I was just like, well, what am I going to do for him? So I'm just going to say a thank you to Patricia, one of the waitresses at work who did the pictures for me.
Very good.
Well, very last minute. She's got.
So what are the pictures? I'm quite intrigued by this, actually, as to what the pictures are made of. As you say, they're
icing. Icing and Kool-Aid.
But how do you do, because it's like a photograph of me, and on the other side we've got the Cambridge 105 logo.
Yes.
So how do you get the... How's it still edible? I guess that's the question.
You know what? I made the cake. I got somebody else to do the pictures.
You don't know the answer.
So all I can assume is that he put Kool-Aid through the ink cartridges and so on, washed the cartridges out, and then they put the Kool-Aid through it, really.
Goodness. So, yeah, that is...
A bit technical.
It's very, very technical indeed, yeah, but it looks...
Well, it looks good, eh?
It looks lovely.
Hey,
other than maybe the picture of me on the cake. I'm not entirely sure about
that. I looked through your pictures. I was like, oh, there he is, cheeky chappy.
Yes. Brilliant. What are we going to talk about today? We've been talking, we've got quite a bit of cake here.
Yes.
And I guess the question often is, and my sister does this, she'll make a lovely cake and then she'll give most of it away because she loves making the cakes, yet she doesn't want to put on the cake calories that come with the thing. So she's tempted to do that. Another time, you might have a bunch of friends round, and you just forget about it. You find a little bit in the... It's trying to waste it.
It kind of goes stale, doesn't it?
Yeah. What do you do?
You leave it on the side, you forget to wrap it, you're too busy having a good time, aren't you?
Yeah, no, definitely, definitely,
so there's
definitely.
There's plenty of things to do. There's different types of cake. There's different types, like so many. Down here I've got basically sponge cake, fruit cake, and genoise, or genoise, as some people call it, which is a French type of cake. And what can you do with it? You know, what I can actually say is, you know, you threw me off this week when you said, you know, let's do stale cake.
That's half teasing, really, yeah, as to what we could do, but
it's Macmillan morning. Turned
into a good a good suggestion by the sounds of things. So what do we do? I suppose if we divide it up, the easiest thing to do something with is a bit of leftover plain sponge cake, because you could do all sorts of flavour combinations to go around that, couldn't you?
Just think about, is it cake or is it bread? Because what can you do with bread that's stale? You know, you can take it down to breadcrumbs, you can make a bread and butter pudding. Why can't you do that with cake? You know, it's got a bit more sugar in it.
But as an aside on the breadcrumbs, you sometimes see a recipe and it says, you know, you add in, I don't know, 100 grams of breadcrumbs. And I'm like, well, how do you keep stale breadcrumbs?
I would only recommend either freezing them or only keep them for 3 days and then throw them out. Stale breadcrumbs.
It'd be like a rolling supply, if you like, of the last two slices of the previous loaf.
I think we mentioned before, you said something like, why don't you put your bread in the freezer and then toast it from there, you know?
I used to do that. I don't know why I don't do it anymore, actually. It's probably because I have a ready supply of bread all the time. As well as it lived in London, I had no time to buy bread.
Yeah, but the best way to keep breadcrumbs is either keep it in a sealed container for 3 days. Do not leave it any longer, really, because what you tend to find is it will go mouldy. The drier and you blitz them down, the better, because it's taking out the bacteria, the moisture, for it to basically breed. And then, yeah, basically blitz it down, keep it for 3 days on the shelf, or just keep it in the freezer. And, you know, you're away, really.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, yeah. So, you know, you can do whatever you want. You know, I've got a recipe down here, so you can do leftover cake French toast.
Okay, so how do we do that then? This is with day-old bread, is it?
Well, no, this is with cake.
It's so, with cake?
Yeah, yeah. Ooh. So what I'm saying is with the
so
bread.
Normally you'd use it, that French toast is something you'd use with bread, which was turn, as it were.
If I was going to do French toast, I'd use brioche, because it's got that buttery, sweet flavour to it.
Yeah, no, that kind of makes sense,
you know,
yeah.
As we're on the subject of using leftover cake, why not use cake instead? So if you got vanilla sponge or something, you know, it adds a bit more flavour.
Because on breakfast this week, they've been, I can't quite remember how they got onto the subject of this, but the idea of sweet Yorkshire puddings, putting in some sort of savoury topping rather than, or any topping at all, really, I think it's got onto the subject of. But there's a variation on that to a certain extent.
Oh yeah, you can do whatever you want. You got to think, is, you know, with your bechamel sauce, which is your plain white sauce, you add any ingredient that makes it into a different sauce. With your Yorkshire pudding mix, it's a base mix, so you know, you can add chervil, you can add
chervil is a herb, isn't it?
Yeah,
okay.
So what I tend to do with my Yorkshire puddings, I add if I'm having it with beef, I add a bit of horseradish to it, and then put it for the mix, and then we eat the Yorkshire pudding with the beef. Or if you're having it with ham on the Sunday, add a bit of whole grain mustard or English mustard to it.
Okay,
so you're just adding things to the base mix. And then it'll bring the flavour out throughout the Yorkshire pudding mix as it cooks. It's not going to affect it as long as you've got a fan-assisted oven that gets it to bloom in size, really. So, yeah.
And the fan-assisted oven is important because of the flow of the air around it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I find my Yorkshire puddings come out best in a fan-assisted oven, definitely.
I think we should do Yorkshire puddings. Just do a whole edition on Yorkshire puddings.
Sunday roast or something, yeah.
I think that's a good one. Make a note of that for future future reference. Incidentally, dear listener, if you do have an idea for something that we can do in this, we can think of tons of things to talk about, but if there's something you want to bump to the top of the list, do get in touch. You know how. Drive@cambridge105.co.uk. Now, something you had, I see in your little list of potentials here, we'll do this just before the travel, cake shake. Now, explain that. Is it like an extra thick milkshake or something?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So if you've got to realise that there's starch throughout the cake, so it's going to thicken up anything you put it in. So you just blitz it down with your milk or your cream, and then you blitz it down, the gluten will come out of the cake, and then it'll thicken up, and you've got that extra bit of, like, you know, the texture to that milkshake, so to speak. So.
And how is just a texture thing, or just the thickness?
You know, you add ice cream to it and blend it up, and, you know, you got cake shape, basically. It's just something different. And its texture is definitely different to a normal milkshake.
I never thought of that at all. That's brilliant.
How does McDonald's get their shakes so thick?
I don't think, actually, to be perfectly honest with you.
Try it out, you know, once again, with your base mix, which is your ice cream and your milk or your cream, you know. Go for it. Play around.
Yeah, now that kind of that kind of makes sense. Okay, Jamie, look, we'll hold that thought for just a moment or two. We'll do some travel, and then we'll come back with. Well, I think we have to move on to trifle. What else?
Oh, my favourite.
Stay there. Stay there. 105 Drive on a Friday night, Friday afternoon, and Drive Chef Jamie Mountford is here. We're talking cake because there's quite a bit of it around really today, with a combination of my birthday and also the Macmillan coffee morning. And what do you do with the cake when you've almost finished it up, but not quite? And Jamie has some suggestions here. And trifle, I guess, is the obvious one. You can presumably use it as some sort of a base.
Cake, yes, definitely. So, you know, you got a dry cake base. So what you want to do is, you know, when you normally make a trifle, you can use fingers, dried fingers or whatever. But
my aunt used to use these, and I guess you can still get them, sort of like, they were described as sponge fingers, but they were somewhat hard that's the 1970s thing going on, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, I can't stand them, but...
I don't blame you, actually.
add some sponge in there that's gone a bit dry, and then, you know, when you add your sherry, you've got to add plenty of sherry and trifle. Add a bit of sherry, it's going to moisten the sponge up that's, you know, you've had sitting around for a couple of days. Add that to it, and you know, you're away really with the trifle. So definitely use it in a trifle if you can, and then you can use different types of sponge within the trifle, really.
So yeah. Presumably you could layer it up a bit, could you, to a certain extent?
Depends how much gluten you want in your trifle, really. You know, I'm prefer the custard and the cream and less of the sponge, but you know, some people do like it, and you know, it will soak up the sherry, so yeah, definitely go for
it. That's a good reason enough as much as anything else, really, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. But yeah, sorry, go on.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I didn't want to interrupt and add something else. The other one on your little list of suggestions here, and this one is clearly appealing to Linda Ness because she's Scottish. Deep fry it?
Yeah, so you could actually make a batter up. So you can make a batter, you know, where I tend to use.
So you're making a batter with the cake?
Yeah, you're making
almost
a batter.
Like, almost creaming it, or that's not quite, or just certainly breaking it up, is what
you're
doing.
Yeah, you basically, you know, you're going to create a batter around the cake, and what's going to happen when you deep fry the battered cake is it's going to add moisture, so the batter's going to cook, it's going to steam on the inside, and then you're going to bring the cake back
to
life.
So let me get this, I've got this right. You're getting the cake, and you're putting some batter over the cake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now it follows. Okay. I'm with you now. So
yeah. So you know, you roll your cake in a bit of flour, because that helps the batter to stick to the cake, and then you you know, you make a batter with some soda water, some flour, mix it all together, and then just coat it and put it in the deep fat fryer, and then it'll moisten the cake up. You can either eat the batter with it, or you can actually take the batter off and eat the cake, so it's nice and moist.
There's a certain logic to it, really. Yeah, it's certainly something that works.
Different ways of using cake, reusing it. It's, you know, it threw me off this week because it's been great because
it seemed like a good idea at the time.
I've learnt quite a bit from this week, really, which I'm hoping I've you know, passed on to the listeners. So.
I hope so too. And you've got one of your charity events coming up, which we should quickly mention before we go.
Yeah, so I'm doing a charity pop-up kitchen. This is the second one I've done in aid of Headway Cambridgeshire. There's 60 seats up for offer. 40 of them have been filled already. It's a £20 deposit and a donation on the night for the food.
Funny enough, there was somebody in from, I'm trying to remember the gentleman's name now, who was in from Headway this morning, being one of our former charities of the month at Cambridge 105. And you have a connection, I seem to remember, with Headway as to why you do stuff for them.
Oh, yeah, my father had a stroke, and Headway helped him out when he was trying to develop back into reality. Mm. So yeah, this charity means a lot to me, really.
No, it's a good organisation. So this is taking place. Remind us of the date.
11th November at the Black Horse in Swaffham Bulbeck.
Okay, and if you want tickets, where do you got to go for those?
Get in touch with me direct. My contact number is 07535 614 392, or contact me at jamie.mount@icloud.com.
Say that phone number again. Just do it at half the speed.
Sorry about that.
You know what it is, but the listener doesn't. They're not used
it's
to it.
It's 07535 614 392, and you can always download this on podcast if you didn't hear
you
quite.
Can. You keep playing it back until you get it.
Shall we go one more time?
No, I think I think that's ample. We've had enough.
It does have 20 sponsors. There's a lot of raffle prizes on the night that the sponsors are donating, so there will be a raffle going as well. So you know, there's plenty to get involved with.
That sounds very good. Well, Jamie, as always, really, really good to see you. Thank you again for the cake, which we'll have a little piece of.
Enjoy.
Haven't been popping by Gwider Street, and you've got, I don't know, you have to be quick, actually, because I think it might go rather quickly. Jamie, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
We'll go to the news with cake. It's short skirt, long jacket.